USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A meeting continues in Virginia's capital at this hour where the Democratic Governor Ralph Northam is discussing his political future with staffers as calls grow louder for his resignation. The calls coming after a photo surfaced from his 1984 medical school yearbook showing men in blackface and a Ku Klux Klan robe. Northam initially saying that one of the men was him and then changing his story on Saturday saying neither of the men are him. His predecessor and friend Terry McAuliffe says,
Ralph is a good, moral, decent man, and may have made some mistakes in his past. Ralph will do the right thing for the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Lawyers for the special counsel in the Russia probe are going to be in federal court today with lawyers for President Trump's former campaign manager to debate whether Paul Manafort lied to investigators after promising to cooperate. And this is USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. But I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up and the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell holding a news conference on the morning after Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta to announce that Super Bowl 54 will be played at the Hard Rock Stadium in suburban Miami again.
This will be their 11th Super Bowl, which will be the most in the league, at least for a short period of time, until New Orleans gets another one.
Meanwhile, Boston will throw a Tuesday morning parade for the champion Patriots after Super Bowl 53. It starts at 11 a.m. Eastern time. Police in Texas say they've captured an extremely dangerous inmate who'd gotten away on Sunday morning. Conroe Police Chief Jeff Christie says investigators aren't sure how Cedric Marks was able to escape. The professional MMA fighter had been left unattended during a prisoner transport and somehow was able to get free of his shackles when the transport van stopped at a McDonald's. Heavy rain in Southern California is easing, but threats of flooding and mudslides continue. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Rain in Southern California finally winding down, but the threat of flooding and mudslides remains. A bad weekend storm responsible for at least one death, but the National Weather Service now says the worst is over. The recent cold weather across much of the nation caused a lower demand for gasoline, but experts say that's going to be changing soon, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump hasn't changed very much over the last several reporting periods.
The national average, $2.26 per gallon. That's virtually identical as well to what prices were a month ago, but prices still 34 cents a gallon lower than where they were a year ago.
DeHaan tells us that average price will be changing very soon.
Of course, all of that gasoline is going to have to be liquidated in the weeks ahead as we start the transition towards summer gasoline.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
And the president's State of the Union address is tomorrow evening, and he's teasing some possible important news-making announcements that may be part of it. In that interview with CBS's Face the Nation, he declined to share the details about the meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un that's expected to happen later this month, or whether he will declare a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border, but he teased that such high-profile questions will be answered in his speech. Again, that speech to the nation is tomorrow evening. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.